Okay, time to get started here. All right. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 355 for the 14th of October 2024. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn all about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from all check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. Just give us the other three. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour GMT, Zulu, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, I think the apropos topic, as you know, we've had a couple of hurricanes in the United States recently, causing all kinds of mayhem down there in the southeastern part of the country, in particular in western North Carolina. Lots of people there are without power, without potable water, without, without a lot of stuff. So, the question for this week is, have you ever, I'm not asking if you've endured that kind of mayhem, but have you ever had some kind of sort of a natural disaster or just a failure of, a power failure that lasted a week or more, or some other, have you ever had to endure some kind of problem like that, and did ham radio help you? So that's kind of what the topic is this week, ham radio helping you to get through a bad situation. So let me reset the timer here. I'm looking at my dashboard here, and all of the call signs I see on the dashboard have been here before, so I don't think I need to explain how we do things here. I'm going to name the call signs I see on the dashboard, DK6, DQQ, KD9, NDJ, AD0, QM. Is that right? Did I miss a letter there? No, that's right. KC1, TCA, and KQ4MII. If somehow there's some other station listening to me who would like to participate in our net, those stations that I mentioned do not have to do anything. They're already on my list, and I will be calling upon them in turn. But any other station, come now with your call sign so that I can add you to my list. Okay, nothing heard. So I also took a moment there to try. Those of you maybe are familiar with the way we gateway the audio from our net over to the Anon radio stream so that people who are not hams, who do not have Echolink on their PC or on their phone. Anyway, so those people can kind of listen in on us. And SIP, the SIP server on SDF seems to be down now. All of my attempts to connect are not working here. So anyway, so there's not going to be any stream over there. Those folks are going to be out of luck. So anyway, first on my list here is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6PQQ. Well, very good morning from Western Australia. Yeah, very good. I did see Dan in there. He's in Boyan up, which is, quite a number of miles from us here. But, he usually pops in. Anyway, all good. And yes, our hearts go out to those folks in Carolinas and surrounding areas. Boy, what a mess they've had. So, it's all been interesting, that's for sure. I'm glad we're here where we are in Western Australia. Wayne, great to hear you in, sir. 7-3 for the moment. VK6BQQ. Reg here in Jandakot.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Let me acknowledge that Kilo Juliet 6, Delta Romeo Hotel has joined us. And I'm adding to my list here. You'll be coming up in a little while there, Troy. Next up, though, is KD9 in DJ. Oh, let me, for Troy's benefit, the topic this week is, what with all the hurricanes we've had in the last week or two, the topic is, have you ever endured some kind of situation where you were, like, without power or without drinkable water or, some hardship like that, and did ham radio help you get through it or not? So that's kind of what we're talking about here. All right, next on my list here is KD9 and DJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. My name is Ken. My name over at the SDF site is KDB, and I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, where it's windy and heading chilly, getting to be a little on the chilly side. We're going to look at the frost coming up pretty soon, and that's not outrageous. But anyway, I have not been in such a disaster, not in my adult life. I think we had a hurricane or two back in D.C. on the coast. But out here, tornadoes is the thing. But it was really nice to see the ham radio community involved. I did tune in on HF on 40 meters, and I was listening to some of that going on a little bit. They were doing relays, and I wasn't really able to hear anybody in North Carolina because, without power, they're limited wattage, pretty QRP. But the relay gave me the idea of what was going on in the exchange. So anyway, fascinating. And I'm with Red. Great thing that didn't make it up here. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And yeah, just from my perspective here, I've been pretty fortunate that I have not really had hardship along that. Around here, we have tornadoes, and sometimes a tornado can cause a lot of power failures, but they usually get them going again. They get the power back pretty quickly around here if it's just a tornado. But what we tend to have here that really causes mayhem are ice storms. When we have a really good ice storm, the last one that I remember was the Valentine's Day storm back in, I think it was like 1992, something like that. There were folks in town here who were without power for like 2 weeks. Now, I live right next door to my local substation, and my neighborhood has buried wires. So I think I might have been without power for a few minutes or maybe an hour or two, but they quickly get everything back going. But like I said, there were lots of people in town who were a week or two without power. And so that's what we worry about here, is ice in the winter, bringing down branches and trees. So I'm starting to ramble, so it's time for me to move along to Alpha Delta Zero, Quebec Mike.
Good evening. This is Jeff, Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike, up here in Chanhassen, Minnesota. My SDF call sign, or screen name is J-E-C-X-J-O. For probably a decade and a half, I lived down in Iowa, and we had tornadoes too, but the big thing that we had was flooding, and there was one year that the river on the north side of Ames and the river on the south side of Ames both flooded, causing the entire town to become an island. So we did a bit of radio work just to get people to radio in when trucks were bringing water and stuff like that, because even though the whole town was sort of encircled and you could still go to Walmart and Target and everything, they couldn't restock any of their shelves, so FEMA and stuff came over to bring us water, and so that was the radio work we were doing, was just negotiating when the canoes of fresh water were coming over. Other than that, yep, I worked the National Weather Service weather spotting up here, so that's usually the big contribution from my side. This is 80QM back to net control.
Okay, well, thank you, Jeff. Yes, that's a good story there. Let's see, next on my list here is KC1TCA.
This is KC1TCA, Rich, in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. My SDF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-ray. I am not a I have not been a ham for very long, only an active ham, that is, only for, I don't know, maybe less than 2 years. And so I haven't had a lot of opportunities to live through an experience like that, but I can also say that I have not really lived through any experiences like that that were very significant. We've had multiple days and power outages, but not a whole lot in my life. However, I do live in a place that is expected to get a hurricane to blow up the coast and cause a lot of destruction here. And so I am associated now with the Ares Amateur Radio Emergency Services and some other groups that are involved with preparing for that. So hopefully when we do have something like that, I will be prepared. But so far, I've had an easy time of it. Back to you.
Okay, fine business there, Richard. Yeah, well, good luck with whatever weather comes your way there. And thanks for participating in the emergency preparedness. Well, now next on my list here is a station that has dropped out, BK6II. So we might look for him again later. But next then would be KQ4MII.
AB9SJ and the net. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India India. My name is Mark. I am located in Reston, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., and my SDF login is M. Cornick. So, Hurricane Helene really didn't hit literal home for me right now, but it hit a past home of mine. I went to junior college in Brevard, North Carolina, which is about 45 minutes southwest of Asheville. Still have some friends in the area, and thankfully they're all accounted for. Really devastating to see what happened out there, and hoping that they can rebuild to something. You know, you don't want to say get back to normal, because that's not really going to happen. Normal's going to have to change. But I was really impressed with the ham radio operations in the wake of Helene there, with power out, with water out, with cell service out. They were still able to work off of a variety of sources, one of which was a repeater on Mount Mitchell, which is the highest point east of the in the Appalachians, the highest point east of Mississippi, in fact. What a great place to have a repeater in a case like that. They were able to reach not only North Carolina, but into Tennessee and southwest Virginia and other areas that had been very impacted. So nothing really happened while I was living there. Closest we got was Hurricane Hugo in 1989. Came to within about 90 minutes of where I was going to school. It was much more damaged down in the Charlotte area. So let me take a break here for the timer. So that was all before I was a ham. Now that I am a ham, I'm trying to – one of the things that got me interested in ham radio was the opportunity for public service. And so I've been trying to get involved in things. I'm a member of the local CERT organization, the Community Emergency Response Team, which has a very active group of hams that we do various operations throughout the year. The county Ares organization is kind of inactive right now. Otherwise, I'd be looking at that as well. And I took some courses through the National Weather Service to be a Skywarn spotter. So trying to do my part, trying to be ready and to be useful when something happens. Thankfully, not much happens in terms of really extreme weather here other than it just being really hot and humid in the summer, which, you know, doesn't rise to the level of a hurricane most of the time. So keeping my fingers crossed, but getting ready in case something does happen. Back to Matt. This is KQ4MII.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. That was a very good recitation. Next on my list here is KJ6DRH.
KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield, California. SCF username, caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as emergencies with amateur radio, when I was a kid, before I had a license, we had the rolling blackouts here in the Central Valley where the power company was just shutting off whole chunks of the city for a day or two. So there was that, but I didn't have a license then. And then I got my license and just kind of let it sit around for almost a decade without getting a radio. And in that time, I had to deal with a fire up by Watsonville, and that time they cut all the fiber lines going into San Jose, and you had no communication in and out of San Jose for couple of days. Neither of those I had a radio with me for, so I couldn't really use it then either. So, no, I haven't used amateur radio in any of those situations, but I have been in them, and they probably would have been handy. Anyway, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Troy. I'm kind of curious, why were you having rolling blackouts? Was that during the time when wildfires were a big thing, or was this before that?
Well, the short version of why they're rolling blackouts through the Central Valley is that PG&E is blitheringly incompetent, and they didn't build out power infrastructure. Instead, they decided to black out large chunks of the state for days at a time. And they've always been slow to increase infrastructure, so we still have problems with power issues throughout the state. But yeah, it was a planned thing. It was because during the summer, especially here in the Central Valley, when we have 100-degree summers all summer and everybody runs their AC, they refuse to build out the actual infrastructure to support that in any way. So we just shut off chunks of the town for the day.
Aha, okay. So, like, it wasn't necessarily Mother Nature. It was, you know, without getting political, something else. All right, let me think. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. DK6II has not returned. I noticed that KE2CEL was in the chat, so I'm going to mark her as a check-in. Does anyone want to have a recheck and amplify what they have said before? Right, or are any other stations somehow able to hear me who has not had a chance to check in? This is your chance. So call now. Right, so here we are about 23 minutes after the hour, after a late start. So we've really only about 20 minutes of net here, but it's about time to wrap it up. So I'll make this the final call for anyone who wants to make a comment or add to what they said. Please call now. Okay, well now, we did not have the gateway to DMR and All-Star, so I won't even go into that and the DMR talk group, blah, blah. Just a reminder that if you're not already subscribing to the SDFARC-L mailing list, you can send an email to majordomo@sdf.org and say, subscribe, SDFARC-L. I would put it in both the subject and the body of the message, and that will hook you up. It's a low-volume mailing list, usually only about one or two messages per week. What else? If you're interested in taking a turn at being the net control, you can contact me, jwh@sdf.org. And we can arrange for you to give it a try, see if you want to become a regular net control operator for the net. With that, I will say thank you for joining us. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ, Thing 73, everyone.